This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Tuesday to you. In fact, it better be a happy Tuesday to you, at least in the sports context, because if it's not, I don't know what you need to get happy.
What else do you want?
I mean, you got a brand new Japanese pitcher. You got a new toy, and he's excited to be here. Like, he ain't just get somebody and he's here. He's talented, he's young, and he's excited to be here. That's cool. You got, obviously, the Texans headed to the playoffs. And looking, probably having the most buzz around them heading into the playoffs in quite a while, and the most belief in their path and their capabilities. And then you got the Rockets giving you drama in a way that only a star player could give you, and that was Kevin Durant having a big time 3-point shot to win the game 100-97 in that moment.
With MIE in the crowd.
In the crowd, the McNairs were also in the building. It was what a fun moment to have. In fact, you know who enjoyed that moment maybe more than anybody? Well, one, Kevin Durant, because he was out here talking about this. In the moment, you saw the emotion.
Scapegoated.
And then afterwards, he said that winning against the Suns, the team that he was traded away from, is one that it mattered. It made it more for him. He said that he felt like he was scapegoated for it not working in Phoenix, which I still find to be kind of wild. But yeah, he enjoyed it quite a bit. You want to know who else enjoyed it? Can I interest you in an Amen Thompson who said this about the KD game winner? And I found this to be kind of amazing.
I told him, I was like, that was the best moment I've had as a Rocket. Just the shot and, the home crowd, how loud they got. I think that's the first game winner we, hit. I mean, since my game winner, you know, since
my, I mean, you know, since me.
Like one of his favorite moments, Amen.
Well, and part of that is very understandable. I mean, that's Kevin Durant. That's the guy that they've all, and he's a young guy, so you know, clearly has idolized him, probably in middle school, you know, watching him, et cetera. So it makes sense. And then for it to come to fruition in terms of, like, when you make the Kevin Durant trade, this is exactly what you envisioned. Hey, we need a shot. Give the ball to Kevin Durant. Let's see what happens.
How about
an off-balance fadeaway 4 feet behind?
That's exactly why you got him here, man, because you didn't have that.
It was a deep three. It was a big-time three.
Without question, sidestep. Yeah. And that's what you get him for. But I think also the cultural portion of it, and men doing that is the cultural portion. It is worth saying, though, that you know, in the ability to tough it out and everything, the concerns that people had about Kevin Durant also, about acquiring Kevin Durant, also popping up a little bit because I think the biggest news on the day got obscured by Kevin Durant pulling you out of the game, managing to get that win, being tough, rallying in the building.
Yeah.
One of the weird things that happened in the building was all of the clocks in the game.
Oh, man.
And the shot clocks not working.
Old school, middle school.
And one of the things about it is it's no longer just like, oh, there's a scoreboard and there's, you know, mm-hmm. clock up there. The NBA has the mechanics of this. Like, it's really nuanced. There's all mm-hmm. sorts of things. We were actually talking about it with Hannah because Hannah was at the game.
Yeah.
And she has a little bit of a insight into it. And I knew this, but hearing it again reminded me. You know that the referees' whistles, when they blow, it actually stops yeah. the clock. Like, they have so many mechanisms that are tied mm-hmm. to all different parts, and that system was down. So it took the game out of this weird place, although allowed the PA announcer to add a little bit of home cooking to it, to the game, by giving you countdowns and then giving intermittent countdowns.
The arm thing, yes. And all that stuff.
I think all of that, the excitement of that, the Imai sideline, you know, being on the sideline with Boris and Jim mm-hmm. Crane and his family, all of those things took away from what was the most important news on the day for me. Did you see that before we even got to the game, Alperen Şengün is going to be out for at least another 10 days yeah. before he's evaluated again?
Yeah, this is obviously enormous. I mean, these games all count. That's 2 weeks. We say it in baseball. It applies in basketball. This was a game that, on the upside, you got exactly what you hoped to get out of Kevin Durant when you traded for him, because that's why he's here, and he did it. And it was emotional. It was cool. And you just heard from Amen Thompson. On the downside, Şengün out for 10 days, 2 weeks in essence, of basketball, it amplifies the trouble you have in getting an offense that helps you avoid being in a situation where Kevin Durant has to take a last-minute crazy shot. You know, because in a good, well-run, efficient offense, and I know they're right behind you in the standings, but that's a game that you should have been able to control just by and get to more than just 100 points.
Yes.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know?
But that's because yeah. the offensive issues, and this is where I come back to the thing that I said, which is the questions that some people rightfully had about the Kevin Durant acquisition that I know I waved away, they're coming up, which is you are leaning so much of what you do on Kevin Durant offensively. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen Thompson, I love him as a player. But as a primary ball handler, it's becoming more and more annoying for me personally. I say this with as much respect as I can give, and I will also preface this by saying I really do love the player that I'm going to compare him to, even though there's negative connotation. He is a more aware Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
He is like he takes shots with the confidence that he probably does not deserve attacks. In some of these instances. He attacks
athletic.
Well, but he's also not creating. He's not creating some of the separation. He's not turning the corner as easily because defenses can sit back mm-hmm. and they know what's happening. So much of your offense looks hard. There's mm-hmm. that portion of it. There's the fact that you don't have a lot of guys that generate. And without Alperen on the floor, teams can sit back and make it so hard. So you're taking a lot of contested jumpers. You're taking a lot of contested layups
yeah.
outside of Kevin Durant making a little something out of nothing. And that was a question people had. They were like, I don't want this to become just Kevin Durant-centric. And through injuries, obviously Fred VanVleet being the first one, but now Alper Şengün, you have gotten here. And that's the thing that's a little upsetting right in this moment for me.
So two questions that I'm looking at with this team right now. Number one, does it amplify, does it make it more important to get something done at the trade deadline? Because of what you just said, they need, and it's not just, even if Şengün's back, you know, you need something to be able to run this offense better. And number two, how are we feeling about the Kevin Durant trade in general, just in terms of how, let's keep in mind, there were championship expectations immediately. Well-deserved and should have happened. Championship, you know, expectations. There are 4-5 seed right now with an offense that can scuffle a little bit and is a disjointed team altogether. Has it been successful?
I think so. I still think so. I think going back to, you see a man, I've seen the growth in Jabari Smith Jr.
Yeah.
And I still think there's more to come to become, like, if you're going to be the KD Jr., I need you to be KD Jr. in some of those moments where you are able to kind of just get your own shot. Mm-hmm. We've seen development in a lot of other players, and we've seen, like, even there was a moment in this game where Tari Eason is trying to throw a pass to KD. He errantly throws it. It goes out of bounds. In a moment, you can kind of see him be like, hey, I want you to do this. Mm-hmm. And you can see in the moment also, KD gives him like a quick word of advice. And, you know, Tari goes, nods his head like, all right, I feel you.
Yeah.
Those development moments, I think, is continually what you want from this team. And he's still giving you that while also being capable of giving you not just being centric to the offense, but giving you that thing at the end. That what you got him for, he's still showing up. I think the other question is the one where I'm dabbling now, because you know that I'd gone to the place where I looked around the league and I said, like, I don't know what the answer is on the trade market. I think I'm opening myself up more to, can you find some level of answer that helps you figure this out? Because it's becoming more and more apparent that this is going to be something that matters. And some of this, you have to give credit to the Suns and obviously the familiarity that Dylan Brooks has, but just generally that they were able to bring with this, because they are just sitting in your passing lanes.
Yeah.
They know that passing for you is not a good thing, and they made that tough. How many other teams can do that? But more importantly, how many teams will do that to you?
Yeah, no, I think I'm there with you when it comes to the trade. It does make it a little more interesting because, again, you're sort of adjusting on the fly here mid-season and trying to figure things out. So, but that's something you probably need to do in order for this offense to start working a little better. The other point you made, yes, there is. It's a successful trade in terms of, like, Jabari, for example, helping him individually. That doesn't do a lot for the squad in terms of what you're doing in the half court.
Now, yes, you know? That is fair. Yeah. I think offensively you were still also, it was a little problematic for you last year as well. And I don't want to grade them at what could be viewed as one of their lowest points in the season to this point, where they also still won a basketball game.
Sure.
Because you have those abilities to finish out the games. And one of the things that was encouraging, again, I will take you to the score, 197. Mm-hmm. One of the things that got them over here was they locked down defensively in the second portion of it. And we have not seen that kind of defense this year for them.
No.
They've been lesser of a defensive team. They've started finding their groove, obviously, in December and such. But I think that having Tari Eason back, coming back off of his injury, and then having Dorian Finney-Smith debut, and we're seeing that defensive intensity kick up. So they have the instances or the inclination to be able to lock down when they need to. Mm-hmm. And KD still presents the opportunity to, if I need to get you the ball, he can do it. It's just a little bit dicier than we thought it would be.
Yeah.
And of course, that's on us, because why would we think it'd be all unicorns and rainbows?
It was deserved. It should have been that way. You know, the expectation. Man, they got one of those stupid back-to-backs on the road coming up, too. At Portland tomorrow, and then at Portland on Friday.
Yeah, the little baseball series.
I hate those.
My mom is right there with you. I was on the phone with her.
Yeah.
It's necessary, though, to try and limit some of the traveling.
Sure.
These are all just Band-Aids, because the NBA won't do what
they... Back in my day.
Okay. All right. The NBA, what the NBA needs to do is shorten the schedule, except nobody involved wants to get back money.
Yeah, no.
And so we just going to find a way to make this work. But that's a good back-to-back against Portland. And again, you won't have Alperen Şengün. I don't even know what the tiding over is without Alperen. The only thing that I hope here, John, is that, you know, this is a pressure makes diamonds type situations, and they can find some ways to get, you know, to rise above the occasion and what they're missing and find some answers. I don't know what those would be, though. Do you have a best guess of what you think some of the answers would be to, like, creation in the absence of Alperen Şengün?
Well, I think the answer is go with what works in terms of, getting points on the board in critical minutes. I think you're not running the offense per se through Kevin Durant, but he's got his hands on the ball a lot.
Well, that's
more.
that's already the answer that they have,
because obviously there, you know, there are things you can do. Amen's still going to have the ball, you know, Shepard's still going to have the ball, but I think you just mix and match, and when you need it, you go to Kevin Durant.
Well, that's what it's looking like. And here's the thing. They're managing to make it work, make a shake, a 22-11 Rockets team get a 100-97 victory. It was fun. It was exciting. But I don't want to ignore that there's something under here that they're traversing, they're having to deal with.
Yeah.
A fair question, though, going back to what you were talking about, the KD trade from the 713. I don't understand how this team would look any different if you didn't make the trade. And some of that is, for the third time when you see the Phoenix Suns, Jalen Green is over there in street clothes.
Yeah.
That's also something you have to consider with what's happening here. 100%. Dylan Brooks brings that intensity, but you had the same intensity because of the likes of Tari and Dorian Finney-Smith. So I would still do that 10 times out of 10, deal.
Yeah.
But that does not ignore the fact
doesn't
that—
Doesn't fix the other thing.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing is that, that Fred VanVleet injury is really harming you right now in this moment. Not enough to make you lose, though. That's the beautiful part.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next— we got a little bit more insight into what the Astros look like. Let's talk about, or what they will look like, at least with their pitching staff. Let's talk about that and more and what's popping next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.